And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 8th of July, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Jean de La Fontaine, born in Chateau Thierry in the Champagne region of France in 1621. Author of the famous Fables, came out in 1668 through 1693, including The Tortoise and the Hare, The City Mouse and the Country Mouse, and The Goose That Laid the Golden Eggs. It was on this day, 1918, that Ernest Hemingway was wounded serving as a Red Cross ambulance driver in World War I in Italy. The following January, he went back to his parents' home in Oak Park, Illinois, recuperating from his injury, walked around with a cane, and found himself a small-town war hero. He was invited to come speak at schools and social clubs about his experience in the war. And he always took with him his blood-stained, shrapnel-torn trousers. The wound that he received would become the central event of his novel A Farewell to Arms, which he considered his best book. And it's the birthday of the writer who said, "God doesn't like crap in art." J.F. Powers, born in Jacksonville, Illinois, 1917, grew up Roman Catholic in a town of Protestants. 1943, he joined a retreat for priests at St. John's Abbey in Collegeville, Minnesota, and not long after, he wrote a story, Lions, Hearts, Leaping Does, which was published and which launched his literary career. J.F. Powers was determined to be an artist, to devote himself to his art. His father had been a piano prodigy who gave up his artistic dreams for an office job, and Powers refused to do the same. His first collection, Prince of Darkness, came out in 1947, sold very well, and in 1962 his novel Mort Durbin won the National Book Award. J.F. Powers, who said, "I think it's possible to write something, for me to write something, that even God might like, not as a soul seeking salvation, but just as entertainment for God. This may be blasphemous to say, but I believe it." Here's a poem for today by Robert Kinsley entitled Reunion. "Here past the edge of town, this one as well as any other in the Adirondacks, the trees lock arms and lean into each other like relatives at a family reunion. This is some history. Listen to the name: sugar maple, black spruce, wild cherry, sweet birch, the old white oaks. On and on into the hillsides until my tongue rolls and I whisper Ohio, imagining this is what it was 100 years ago, imagining this is what whispered in the ear of Tecumseh, who fought for it for 20 years, knowing when he started he couldn't win, but who fought and lost anyway, imagining this is what whispered to my great-grandfather Marvin Peabody when he dropped down out of the Northeast, who left when he heard his neighbors unfolding the arms of trees with axes and bucksaws and headed west, rubbing the fine dust from his eyes, but came back when he saw that, like Ohio, that too was lost. He came back, I suppose, because he had nowhere else to go. Or maybe he just liked the name Ohio. And why not whisper it now? Whisper, Ohio, Ohio, Ohio." And amid the miles of concrete, under the culverts dumping waste, around the smokestacks over by the river, a breeze picks up, sending a ripple like a litany through the family of trees. Reunion, a poem by Robert Kinsley from Endangered Species, published by Orchises Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.